At a community forum at the Hendricks County Fairgrounds in Danville, the former Iowa governor talked about how his home state, populated by scores of corn farms, is benefiting from an embrace of wind farms.
We saw turbine manufacturing companies located in Iowa. We saw blade manufacturing companies located in Iowa. We're seeing new community college programs based on the maintenance of windmills, because literally hundreds of these windmills are going up. The big challenge for Iowa, for Indiana, for Illinois, for the Midwest is not just the generation of wind power, but making sure that we can transmit it.
Indiana Future Farmers of America President Laura Ann Donaldson introduced Vilsack to the crowd and says she has seen resistance to wind farming from some who live near her Newton County home.
My parents actually sat on a committee to try to get a wind farm into a township that we farm in. That, unfortunately, did not pan out like we had expected it to, but fortunately for our neighboring farms, there were quite a few wind towers that have came on, and I think that the farmers only having to give up an acre of land to reap great financial benefits is a great asset to being able to have value-added agriculture in my home area.
Vilsack fielded questions from the crowd of more than 100 in attendance about increasing the nation's food supply, protecting the reputation of the country's pork producers in the face of swine flu, and even opportunities for beekeepers under the Obama administration. The Ag Secretary says there are a number of misconceptions which must be cleared up, including debates about whether to use food as fuel. In addition, Vilsack says he's working with Energy Secretary Stephen Chu to determine the future of plants in places like Indiana, which once manufactured auto parts. In the future, Vilsack says, the factories could once again produce steel plating and fan blades, but for wind turbines instead of cars. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.